Okay, I'll declare a special council meeting open on the 18th of December at 3:31 PM. I'd like to acknowledge the custodians of the land of which we're meeting today, the Dania Dimbleman people, and pay respects to elders past, present, emerging. To remind members present that the meeting is audio record and is available to any member of the public or the press. Attendance apologies, we're all present. Note the CEO is out of the room at this time on another urgent matter. No apologies. Public question time. Members of the public are not present, so that can't happen. No applications for leave of absence. No confirmation of minutes. I have no presiding notices. Are there any disclosure of interest, financial or otherwise, on this agenda? I note there are none. There are no questions of which due notice has been given, and there are no presentations or deputations. I move to item 10 on the agenda, 10.1, annual financial statement, audit opinion. There's a preamble there. There is a motion on page 8 of your document with the title Audit and Risk Committee Recommendation, correct to be confirmed. To be confirmed, is confirmed. Audit and Risk Committee is confirmed. That. So change that, is confirmed. So it's a two part, is that right? Kim? Yep. It's a two part recommendation there. Remove it at once or one at a time if you like.
En bloc.
Moved. Councillor Sly has so moved. Seconded. Councillor Tang. Councillor Sly.
Okay. I note that the audit opinion for 24-25 is unqualified and it was finalised earlier than 24-25. And that we receive the annual financial report, audit opinion, and interim audit management letter for the year ending 30th June 2025, as per the attachment. And we note that the report on significant findings in accordance with Section 7.12A, bracket 4, bracket B of the Local Government Act 1995 for the year ending 30th June 2025 is not required. That's it.
Yes, it's been recorded on the micro. Councillor Tang.
I'd just like to echo other councillors' commendation to our staff who worked so hard getting us through audit. Well done, everybody.
Any other discussion? If not, I shall move. All those in favour? Against the carry unanimously. 10.2, acceptance of the Child and Annual Report. Setting a date for the annual meeting. Your third page 13, have two part officer recommendation. You can take that by on block as well. Move in a second, please. Councillor Sly. Councillor Fraser, Councillor Sly.
The Council set the annual report for the Shire of Manor for the year ended 30th of June 25 as required by Section 5.54 bracket 1 and 5.54 bracket 2 of the Local Government Act 1995, and it sets Thursday 29th January 2026, commencing at 6 PM, as the date for the annual electors meeting to be held in the Shirley Humble Room, located within the Shire Administration Building, 15 Adam Street, Nanup, as the place for the meeting.
Councillor Fraser.
I have Mr.
Chair. Anyone else wish to speak for or against? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour? Against, carried unanimously. Okay, no notice of previous motions. Can I have a motion that the meeting be closed to the public, please? Councillor Hanson has so moved, Councillor Brown seconded. Does the meeting be closed? All those in favour? Against, carried. Can I have a motion to reopen the meeting to the public? Reopen to public. Councillor Brown aye. Anyone speak for or against that? If not, all in favour? Against, carried. Councillor Brown, you have a motion?
I have a motion to adjourn the meeting for 15 minutes for consideration.
Moved. Councillor Brown. Seconded.
Hanson.
That the meeting stand adjourned for 15 minutes.
We need to turn the machine
off. All those in favour? Against, carried. 4:05. I'll ask for a motion.
I move that the special council meeting be recommenced.
Be resumed. Councillor Brown.
Yeah. Oh, seconded. Oh,
that's
all those in favour? Oh. Carried. Okay, we have item. No, I need another motion that the meeting be closed to public because we reopened it a while ago. Councillor Hanson has moved. Councillor Fly has seconded that the meeting be closed to public. All those in favour? Yes, carried. I will know that business. I will now close the meeting at 4:16.